If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th. And Pioneers, what's happening today with Shindani in Creighton. Bill?
Well, you know the phrase, Jake. Oh, the grass isn't always greener. The grass isn't always greener. Well, it is today. There's pallets of sod have been delivered to the bank parking lot.
Pallets
of sod.
Sod.
Sod. Just roll in, do your banking, and everyone who needs one gets a full pallet.
Just grass, take a pallet away. I need some sod. I'm going up there.
Yes. Just get a pallet of sod. Some people say the grass isn't always greener. It is today. Shindaddy has obtained pallets of sod, like 200 pallets of sod.
You take more than one.
No, one is it. One pallet per person. You can come in, do your banking, go out, identify, pick your pallet. They pick it up with pallets of sod. So
it's a good idea.
It's tis the season.
The grass.
What's that? The grass isn't always greener. It is today. Midwest Bank member
FDIC,
which Schindler invented.
Nico Amaliva thinks the grass is going
greener. Yeah. Ooh, ooh.
You need some sod.
Dicey. I could follow this story forever.
Were you going? Would you go up there, Jake?
I needed some sod for the very front.
Well,
of the
yard. I can have him hold one for you, Jake.
Yeah, please do.
I'll have him hold.
Please have Shindaddy tell me. I'll pick it
need
up.
Need a full pallet, Jake?
Maybe a half pallet.
I can share a pallet. Though.
You can share
Steve,
a pallet.
Steve, if someone comes in, he's a half pallet. Would you save the other half for Jake?
I don't need a full pallet for sure.
Yep. Keep that in mind. Shindy at that pork chop.
So these are just out in the parking lot.
They're in the parking lot. There's 200 of them. There's 200.
What if there's some that? If there's some leftovers, then what?
It's left or right there. It goes to the park.
Okay.
Yeah, it goes right down to the park. Yeah, install it down there, right by Santa Land.
Did you go down to that park? As a boy?
No, I didn't grow up in Creighton. I grew up in Pender.
Creighton.
Did you spend an appreciable amount of time in Creighton?
No, I mean no. That was post. I was out of high school.
Okay.
Yes.
Shindy.
Sod. I need some. I'm going to Creighton today for sure. I'll be
up
there.
I like the Saints thing.
Grass isn't always greener.
Thanks to Midwest Bank for sponsoring Hour 2. 464-5685, call or text as always. Nebraska had a scrimmage on Saturday.
They did.
Were you there for the availability afterwards?
Yes, with Matt I have
Rhule.
To work.
Okay, you worked Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Rhule did speak after the scrimmage. I've got some audio from that.
Mm-hmm. They ran about 90 plays. You don't, obviously we don't see it. He talked about it. He likes their physicality. Oh, the big thing. Oh, guess who caught a long pass? There's
Heinrich Harper.
Right.
I saw that.
There's very few details, but he did mention that. He said caught a ball on the left, made a guy miss, and went another 20 yards. So the
did he look at you when he said this at all or not? No. Hey, Sip, no. Harburg had a big catch
No,
today.
In fact, while you were saying, I was like, you shouldn't say this. Don't say this.
Heinrich Sippel.
Heinrich caught a pass and rumbled 20 yards. The horse got loose, so that was good. Yeah. He talked about, I'd say the best stuff was the O-line stuff.
Got it.
Pritchett, Knack, Segrin, that sort of thing.
Here's his update on the offensive line. Matt Rhule from Saturday.
On the other side, Tyler Kanak has been doing a great job at right tackle. Mm-hmm. Really, really one of the guys coming on really strong. No greater representative of our team and our culture. I can't tell you the amount of people, whether they're recruits or just random people who say, hey, I met this football player. He came up, you know, we were taking a picture. He offered to take it for us. Like, you know, and he's another guy that's been somewhere else, came here and values all the things that are here. You know, going to the other groups. So those other guys are all doing really well. One guy, you know, I don't like to single a lot of guys out, but one guy, you know, Grant Segrin, as soon as Grant decides that he's a scholarship player, he's going to be something else. Now, he was 230-pound tight end wherever he was. He's now 315. He's in the Rake School, which means he's an elite student. He leaves all the time. He has to leave this meeting to go to class, that meeting to go to class. He makes it up. He's got all the talent to be a starter. He just has to, in his mind, say, I'm a starting left tackle. I walked on or whatever. Like, forget all the walk-on stuff. That's in your own head. He's a big-time player in my mind. So, you know, we've got four guys standing over there with the O-line who started a lot of games, and Henry, Gunner, Teddy, and Turner. But those other guys, man, they're doing a great job. You know, Grant Brick's doing a really nice job. Knudsen, Brock's doing a great job. Preston plays guard, goes out and kicks out and plays tackle. So a lot of versatility at the tackle position right now.
Yeah, he talked about Pritchett too. Pritchett will be the left tackle. Segrin just, you don't hear much about him. He's a sophomore from Oakland, so that naturally got everybody's attention when Rhule went on that long spiel. You don't know a lot about what happened. It sounded good. He was impressed with the physicality, blocking, tackling. It sounded like a decent scrimmage. 90 plays, three groups, 30 plays each. It was the first major scrimmage of the spring. I imagine I'll have another one. They don't practice Saturday this week because it's Easter. So it's Tuesday, Thursday. Maybe they would have one on Thursday. This is Easter week.
It is. Sunday is Easter. It is.
So, yeah, there you go.
He said they don't look very soft. I mean, it's like he's sending a message to somebody out there.
You think so?
Yes. We're physical. We're not soft. Yeah. Who's saying that they are right now?
I don't know. I've never heard anybody say that.
It's pointed.
It's possible. Maybe I don't know. He just was impressed with their physicality, so that's good. All sounded fine. They had a little problem with procedural type penalties early part of the scrimmage. That's typical this time of year, I would think. Got through that. And that's about it.
Pass rush?
He says the pass here. Protection is, yeah.
Well, here's the pass rush from Matt Rhule.
That's a great question. I'm looking forward to watching this. I mean, we have some guys I know can rush. I think we have some really athletic guys. I think we're also pass protecting at a really high level, which is really good. I wouldn't say we're absolutely dominant, like destroying them defensively. I think we're kind of having like an iron sharpens iron type of back and forth. But I like where the D-line is. I think Phil's doing a great job with those edge guys. Terry's doing a great job with the other guys, and they're working together, and I see like kind of a comprehensive rush plan starting to come together.
He has seemed very complimentary of both the lines so far in spring,
right.
O-line and D-line.
That's a good sign for sure. I mean, the O-line, I think, could be, like I keep saying, the best it's been in 5 years, we'll say. The D-line, that's just more of a wait and see on that. It's just so hard to comment on without seeing it. It's kind of hard to comment when you do see it, to be honest, in practice. Mm. I mean, I don't know how coaches do it, Bill. And Rhule's made reference to this. When you come off the field, you have all these reporters that want all this information about what they just saw. And sometimes you got to think about it a little bit.
It's the classic statement, and it's always true, is it's never as good as it seems. It's never as bad as it seems.
Right.
I've came off the field being like, whoa, that was an incredible game or scrimmage. Usually a game. We played. He turned the phone. He's like, "Oh wow, we made some mistakes and got by with a couple things that should have."
Football.
Or just the opposite. Going, man, we got beat by 19. And you turn the film on. You go, man, we did a lot of good things. Man, this is the, so it's
football.
It's 100% never as good as it seems, never as bad as it seems.
Football is a very interesting sport.
Now, there's a few times like that where you say, you go, okay, that was really bad, or that was just incredible. You have a few of those games like that where you go, when Nebraska beat Florida by like scored like 60 something on them in a national championship game, that's a pretty good day all the way around.
I
think both sides probably, even after watching film, go, you know what? It's kind of what I thought.
It's about what
I thought.
This episode is sponsored by Mailtrap, an email platform designed to drive your revenue. Go for high deliverability, growth-focused features, and industry-best analytics. Get 20% off for all plans with promo code MAILTRAP25. Check the details in the description below.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with the healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
But usually the number of times where I thought that I was like, whoo, this is going to be fun to watch, man. And it's like, oh, wow.
Yee.
Oh,
and I think about scrimmage. Yeah. When you're trying to assess a scrimmage, you're assessing all the different teams, the first team, second team, third team, and you got to do it real quick. Yeah. Not easy to do.
No, you don't want to say very much until you've really watched film. Because a lot of times you'll say something about somebody, could be really good, and then you go, you know what? We just got unbelievable lucky on something happened, or he busted something, but they didn't make us pay for it, or something like that. You don't catch it all, especially if you're a head coach. You're trying to watch the broad,
right,
all 22. I mean, you're trying to. And there's times during certain times I'm really going to focus on this, but you're kind of watching the whole thing from afar to catch everyone. Because if I'm trying to watch, if I'm a head coach, I'm watching what the defensive sideline looks like during a scrimmage. Are they where they're supposed to be? Are they doing? How's it look? How do they take the field? How do they all those little things, all those game management things that goes on with it? You have to be able to have your thumb on that. All of a sudden, it's like You know what? I'm watching us on defense, and we don't take the field like we should take it.
See, or, that's the thing.
Those things you're looking right. for. And so you can get just mind-numbing all the things you're trying to see to assess.
Football can be mind-numbing.
And I'd want to assess the things. I want to watch the stuff, the non-verbals and all those things, more than I do the actual play on the field, because I can go back and watch the play on the field. But I don't have all the things that I saw off camera.
Right, so you get it, Jake. And then they're doing a lot of situational stuff, too. It's just not line up and start at the 20 and go. I mean, they're breaking into other things. So there's
in,
a lot
in general, it's put the ball down and play. You're gonna at some point in time you're gonna have a red zone.
Right.
You're gonna have a coming out.
Right.
And then you're gonna have a third down period. And sometime it's second down, play the third. That's one of the things that comes up. But those are general the scenarios. Like, hey, we want to make sure. Or and then if you don't get a goal line, have a goal line situation.
They have goal line, yeah.
Yeah. And so you're gonna get all of it when it's all over. You started 99 yards from a touchdown, and you started at the 16-yard line for a touchdown, and you started normal.
I'll tell you what I'd be looking for. I'd be looking for is an offensive line getting push? Are they moving people? That's the first thing I'd look. And then if you're the defensive coach, you're like, we're getting moved a little too much.
Yeah, never good on one side or the other.
No, no. Yeah. But that's what I'd look at. And I'd look at see if how's the run game? I'm way too old school, but – I'd look to see. I mean, is Emmett getting 4 or 5 a crack? And what does Ives look like? I think you'd look and see that Dylan's operating well. He always operates pretty well. I mean, just from an operational standpoint. And then it's just so much about what's happening up front. I don't know. I don't know what that looks like. That's what I'd be looking for.
But he seemed optimistic about.
Oh, he did. He did. I'm trying to think if there's – and there's a lot of commentary about the portal opening, on Wednesday. They don't seem like they think they're going to – you know, people are wondering, is there someone going to jump? I suppose someone could jump. It doesn't feel like they feel like they're – they don't seem worried that they'll lose someone significant, but you never know.
And I would guess – I'm going to say in the 80 percentile that spring ball's over. A lot of teams finished up on this last week because most people did not want to have the spring game on Easter Sunday, Saturday before Sunday, or a spring event, whatever you have. And then Nebraska's is dead last as far as how many teams
no
are dead
last. No
one
goes that late.
No one that's
they don't.
It's very late. No,
it's the last
very
Saturday
late.
Of April.
They said, just look at Tennessee's done. Yep. Alabama's done. Always, but they might have a practice left, and so there's a lot of teams. When this portal opens on Wednesday, there will be, I don't know if it's 80, but probably 70% of the teams, spring ball's over.
Over.
And so that makes it a little bit different also.
It doesn't seem like they're sitting around worried about, I don't know if coaches sit around and worried about guys leaving or not, but they don't seem like they are. You know, I don't know. I have to see on that one.
If you're sitting in anywhere, I'd say anywhere, especially in the Power Four, and especially in the upper end of Power Four, the conversations that were going on through this situation with Tennessee, every staff's having them.
What are they saying?
There's just closed doors meetings, and that's being discussed.
Is it?
It's being discussed. Like, okay, what just happened here? Mm-hmm. And then what? You know, and then sometimes like that. My question is to administration, coaches, collective, all these different things. What have you done? Are you prepared? You prepared when someone walks in? Do we have a game plan?
And how much of that game plan involves how are you handling agents?
Yes,
the agents are the thing that's driving this.
Yeah. So how do you handle? I mean, what have you discussed? Mm-hmm. What is the verbiage or what? How's this handled? And all of a sudden, because now you have to have this in place. What do you have in a current player comes to you right now and says, I need more? If I don't, I'm going in the portal.
Well, you have a general manager now.
You have a general manager. So what is it? But is your deal like, you know, fine, leave.
Doesn't it just depend who it is?
There's always different. My point is, but you have to have pre-discussions.
If Emmett Johnson comes to him and says, oh, God.
No, please don't.
That's one where it would
hope
rock.
Hope he doesn't.
That would rock.
And I'm not saying they're all the same. I'm not saying that because it's not. We know
they're
not.
We
know someone walks in that has not played a down, says, hey, I need something here. They don't care. But the point is there a protocol? Okay, protocol is you report to the GM, then the head coach Where's the AD at?
I think.
Where's he at in this thing?
I don't know.
So those are all things that are.
Where's Haven Fields at?
If you think for a second that if you think for a second the AD from Tennessee wasn't abreast of what was going on at all times, he was. He was heavily involved in this.
It's a national story.
Yeah. So he was. He wasn't like going, I don't know, Josh, let me know what you think. He was involved.
It was the first really. Now, I'm not saying nobody's held out. We just didn't know. There's no high profile holdouts. This was a high profile holdout. That's what it became. And also, in the part of the story that we didn't address, there's a lot of people denying it was happening. And there's an On3 guy that reported it, Pete Nakos, and people were saying, no, this isn't happening. In fact, his dad said, we're not negotiating.
Yeah.
Well, they were.
They were.
Just lied.
That was, yeah, exactly. That's the
and
part.
And now he's gone.
Yeah.
So that's terrible for On3, for Pete.
It was terrible.
He reported it, and he got crushed.
He got crushed.
And his dad came out and said, this is not true. Then all of a sudden, Friday, he no-shows practice. Maybe Pete was right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So all of a sudden, you want to attack this guy, gets crushed. His dad comes out and says it's not true.
Oh, it was a rough period for Pete.
Yeah,
he was getting crushed. Yeah.
And all he was reporting. But what he had was he had facts.
Yeah.
Yep.
He had facts with it. So
then when he didn't show up to practice, then it was clear what was going on.
Before we get to break, the three words you don't want to hear in IT are what, Bill?
I'm going to transfer.
No, not that.
I've been hacked.
That.
Simpler, I guess.
Yeah.
If you don't want to be hacked, you can call our friends at Applied Connective Technologies in all 93 counties of the state. 99% retention rate. They handle all things IT. IT, cybersecurity, audio infrastructure, and more.
Will.
It's a free consultation. AppliedConnective.com. I might need to use them because our text line crapped out at 7:05. I texted. Yep. It's crapped out. I even confirmed
crapped
it.
Out.
People are trying to text.
Crapped out.
I texted twice. Nothing came through. So something at 7:05 happened.
Well, who could we use? Who would help?
Apply Connective Technologies will help us out, of course.
We crapped out.
I'm hoping. I've tried to resync it.
Are we resetting anything?
I've logged in and out three times.
Really?
We're getting nothing from the text line.
I confirmed. I tried my own to text it, and nothing happened.
So we don't even know if someone's even listening to the show right now.
We do know they're out there. The numbers are high. But here's the problem. If this continues, we have to do the third hour, Mozzarella Monday, via YouTube or video.
Okay, we can do that.
We can do that. We'll
figure it out. Maybe things will update by then, but we might be trending toward Mozzarella Monday being only people commenting on YouTube and Facebook
Twitter. And could they Twitter? Yeah, they could.
You could tweet also.
Yeah.
Yes.
I could imagine right now that that would be the first. I mean, right now, Hype would like to have done that. Get Applied Connect in here. See what's going on. He'd be there. Imagine sitting in the room. Hypel, the AD, and Will from Fullerton. Yes.
Will, private jet.
Private jet to Knoxville. He's probably en route right now.
When we come back, a former Husker is revving up the fan base.
Yeah, we need to hear about this. Seriously.
We'll play some audio next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Crapped out.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply.